This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Biden is saying he will not leave the re-election race, but CBS's Skylar Henry tells us concern over Biden's debate performance runs deep within the party.
Maryland Congressman Jamie Raskin says rigorous talks within the party are taking place.
We're having a serious conversation about what to do. One thing I can tell you is that regardless of what President Biden decides, our party is going to be unified.
Democrats called the debate bad for both presumptive nominees, critical of Trump's lies and embellishments.
The Supreme Court will issue a ruling tomorrow that's expected to have landmark status on whether or not a president has immunity from prosecution, as former President Donald Trump claims. CBS's Jan Crawford expects the justices to take a longer, nuanced view.
They see this as a case that goes well beyond Donald Trump. That's why I think they're going to wall off those kind of official actions of a president, but leave open the possibility of prosecution for unofficial actions of an office seeker.
That would allow the federal election interference case against Trump to proceed to trial. Less than a week after the Justice Department charged Boeing with fraud in connection with two deadly plane crashes, DOJ is now offering a plea deal. Boeing would have to plead guilty to fraud, and it comes as Boeing announces it will buy Spirit AeroSystems for more than $4 billion. Category 4 Hurricane Beryl is swirling ever closer to the southern Caribbean, with first landfall perhaps just hours away. CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak is tracking where that's expected to be.
We're watching it with max winds of 130 miles per hour making its way toward the Windward Islands. By the end of the upcoming week, it does have its eyes set on the Yucatan. Currently, no threat to any U.S. landfall.
Residents have been warned to take shelter against dangerous winds and storm surge. Rainbow-laden revelers have taken to the streets in New York, Chicago, San Francisco, and elsewhere in the grand finale of the month-long LGBTQ plus pride celebration.
Hundreds of thousands lined San Francisco's Market Street to view the parade, featuring giant floats, bands, dancers, all draped in rainbow colors.
San Francisco Pride is, it's the big show. It's the Mardi Gras of the Bay Area, and at the same time, it's so much more to so many people, and so many people come from all over.
I think this is really about fighting for people's rights, justice. It doesn't matter who, what you are. It's all about having the freedom of speech and love who you want and be who you are.
Jeffrey Schaub for CBS News, San Francisco.
Texas Rangers rookie Wyatt Langford has just become the first major leaguer to hit for the cycle this season. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Did you go to the movies this weekend? Let's check the box office with CBS's Monica Ricks.
What do we do?
A Quiet Place Day One made noise in theaters this weekend, earning an estimated $53 million in its debut. But it wasn't enough to get past Inside Out 2.
I'm anxiety.
The animated sequel topping the box office again with another $57.4 million in its third weekend, officially hitting the billion-dollar mark worldwide.
Go for joy. Copy that. Over. Oh, I love them.
It's the first film to reach the milestone this year and in record time for an animated movie. Inside Out 2 doing it in just 19 days, 6 days quicker than Frozen 2 in 2019. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Florida's ban on laboratory-grown meat is set to go into effect tomorrow. Earlier this year, both Florida and Alabama banned the sale of cultivated meat and seafood. Other states are also looking to restrict it, along with some federal lawmakers. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather,
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly clear tonight, a low around 50 degrees, some patchy fog in low areas. Sunshine on Monday, a high near 72. Mostly cloudy, a few showers Monday night, lows around 60. Showers and thunderstorms are likely for Tuesday. We'll have a high near 79. It's 60 at our studios.
WRJN. But money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Can buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me
come. Spread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits.
Now.
packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. Cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, it's just my job 5 days.
Refreshed. WRJN.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local civic media radio station and the app.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
I take for granted that you're always
Different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Sky blue. Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. Doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough it ain't no good to pine. She wants to return those things I bought her. Tell her she can keep them just the same. Things have changed. She doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to find. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Walking down the street singing. Popping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Single day singing.
out of track. She was born and raised in a great big old house full of brothers and sisters. And no one is better than I know. I'm just an average guy. No football hero or school time god. Got empty pockets. See, I'm a poor man's son. Can't give all the things that money can buy. This is baby, everything is alright. Outside, clean outside. Baby, everything is alright. Outside, clean outside. Baby, everything is alright. Outside, yeah. Baby, everything is alright.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I've got a kid probably heading off to college in about a year and a half, and I'm doing everything I can to help her build her credit score. Now, one of the tips I was very excited to put into practice is adding my daughter as an authorized user on my most perfectly paid off credit card account. The idea here is that credit card companies report the payment histories of everyone with a card in their name, including the authorized users. That way, your kid benefits from your good credit habits and the length of your credit history, and gets a boost to their credit score right out of the gate. Now, the rub is that not all card issuers report all this info, so it's essential to check with your card and make sure they report. And remember, this goes both ways. Good credit behavior boosts scores, but any slip-ups like missed payments or late payments, that hurts them. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The celebration of Independence Day, the adoption of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776, has a rich history in Wisconsin, too. The holiday commemorates the freedom from British rule for 13 colonies. Is Wisconsin one of those original colonies? The answer coming up. Ringing cowbells and dancing. Residents in Watertown understood the importance of July 4th and held one of the earliest Independence Day celebrations in 1840. Captain Nicholas brought news of Independence Day when he docked at the end of Pearl Street in La Crosse and hosted a celebration in 1846. So now, does the 1776 Declaration of Independence from British rule include Wisconsin? No. Documents show Wisconsin was part of British territory, but so far to the west at that time, there's no impact. Wisconsin instead pushed forward to become a state in 1848. A slice of your 4th of July Wisconsin history. I'm Terry Barr.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive.